Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Welcome, welcome. I'm really excited to have a guest on today that is just a sound healer and has a beautiful voice, and and we're going to talk about an upcoming show, or I don't know if we call them shows in like the spiritual realm at all. It's like a an experience, you know. It's like when I do a tarot workshop or something like that. Sometimes it's an experience rather than it being like a show, or, you know, where you're there for an audience to see. You know, it's like the audience is there to participate. And so I want to bring on our guest today, Ketty Taylor. And Ketty is she's from Berlin, and over there in Germany. For those of you who are going, Berlin, where's that? Berlin, Germany. And she is the angelic and celestial healing voice of, and I know I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but I want her to pronounce it right. Ketty, welcome. You have to help
yes,
me.
Yes, hi, Jason.
You have to help me.
Yes, I loved it. Yeah, that was perfect. That was perfect. It is Khadija Ma.
Khadija Ma.
Yes, yes. Khadija is the long version of Khadi. It's an old, ancient, West African version of Khadi. Yes.
Khadija Ma. That's a beautiful name. And when I see it, it's like, you know, there's like lots of stuff there, the exclamation point and the two A's, and
Yes, my to be honest, my elders and it has been given to me in a very sacred way, and I honestly haven't been using this name for a very long time, because when I heard it the first time, I was intimidated by it.
Yeah.
Because it comes with strong frequencies, and I have to grow in it. Getting to know the frequencies that are connected to it, and being one with them, embodying them more. And now step by step, I can't.
Sometimes our parents, they give us a really strong name at birth.
Yes.
And as a child, it's just like, ah, I don't want the responsibility of this name. And it is something that we have to grow into. Like for myself, Jason means healer. In Greek.
Ah.
And, you know, I didn't see myself as a healer until later in life, where, you know, one, you know, starts to work with others in a healing fashion and resonates with that energy. You know, before it was, it wasn't quite that. And, with names that you, allow for yourself, you know, that's like a, something that you do have to be ready for, or at least ready to embark on that journey. So it sounds like, you know, the name is part of your journey.
Oh, absolutely. And it comes with a specific responsibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does, in a beautiful way. I know when most of the people hear the word responsibility, their body, like their energy bodies, kind of cringe and they get tightened up. So it's so much connected to what have I done? No, it's not my fault. It's not with me. That's kind of the pictures that we subconsciously have with the word responsibility. But once we understand that this is actually what brings us into unity, and it is actually what brings us into greatness, and the word becomes a very different frequency and a very different picture behind it that brings us into an active doing instead of a passive rejecting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so from the passive rejecting of this strong energy of that name, I genuinely moved into actively living it and taking it and letting it flow what is meant to be flown through me.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when we know what the meaning of our name is too, it's like, you know, it's something that can help define us. And
yes,
you know, it can make it easier for us to just say, okay, well, you know, this is who I need to be, and then allow for how that unfolds. When you say
mm-hmm.
responsibility to your name, it's like, what is your name? What types of responsibility does your name give to you?
This name is connected to different realms. When I was in the meditation, I was not asking for it. It appeared. It was shown to me. From my ancestors, mainly my African ancestors from West Africa, from Mali,
mm-hmm.
and different galactic families uniting in masters and my beings, my guides and guardians, and preparing me for this, which is connected to a strong divine feminine, but as well a strong divine masculine energy in its purest form. So every letter has a specific frequency and a specific resonance. And the Ma, the A letter, for example, is as well very heart-opening. But we know the Ma from Kali Ma and Durga Ma, it's like the mother essence and the pure form.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the Khadija comes with specific attributes. And this is multiple. And it's like as if I can pick every essence of it that is necessary for the surrounding that I'm in, or the person that I'm meeting, or the sound healing that I'm doing, what is the space needing. I can tap into these different essences. But overall, it has to do with, greatly to do with the divine feminine. But definitely as well the balance of both as well.
Did the name come to you when
mm-hmm.
you were in a place of evolution within yourself? You were in the process of becoming someone different or enhanced in your own life?
At some point in my life, I reached a moment where I heard this voice inside, I'm missing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up always with this understanding of that sentence, know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always wondering where it comes from. I actually always wondered why not everybody else is carrying that in their consciousness and walking their path according to this. I literally thought we all do. But I had to realize that this is actually not the case, which made my life in some situations a little bit awkward. You know, it's like having a misconception and miscommunication with people if you approach them from the position of we meet each other so we can learn from each other and experience through each other, is something is different. And to that time, it hasn't been that I was not having so many people in my surrounding that were approaching life like this. And so by reconnecting more and more to myself through meditation, which actually is life. Actually, everything we do is meditation because it's connected to being aware of what we do. I was having a conversation, asking for guidance, asking for an insight of where my path is going to go.
Mm.
And that was one of those moments where I received that.
And do you know yourself now? Or is it a process of unfolding?
I believe, or I by now I would even say I hope it's a never-ending process. It's quite exciting. But already the understanding of being an infinite being excludes the thought of one day I will fully know myself.
Yeah.
You know, but it definitely is the driving force of reconnecting to the pure essence that we all hold within. Because once we know ourselves more, we know why we do certain things, why we react to certain things, and then we don't become victim to certain things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, we can empower ourselves and navigate totally different through life.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I felt a need to really kind of hone in and define myself in a specific way so that, you know, that I could be very consistent in the world and people would know who I was, and it would be like that process of navigation would be just an
yeah.
easier thing. And, you know, I don't know if that was just out of like growing up as a teenager where, you know, it was like a free for all, you know, there's like all these personalities and it's just like, oh my God, where do I fit in? You know? And, and maybe it was like of a strong desire just to fit in a way that I wasn't just
yeah.
like spinning my wheels and all, but now I find that, I'm okay with, kind of knowing what it is that I know for now. And,
yeah.
I mean, I believe that I will know other stuff later down the road, you know, and it's
absolutely.
Like it doesn't diminish me at all to not know that stuff now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree. It really comes in processes and step by steps. Like, you know, you do. Through the doing, you understand, and then you start again. You know something new, and you practices, and through that practice, you understand. You gain the wisdom, so to say, like Sri Rantia, the triangle going further up. It's kind of like this. It's never ending, and it's a beautiful process. It's a very if you lose the fear of changing. Thank you. Sometimes we as you said in your teenage, you found your spot. Kind of your role that you want to play in this big theater that we call life. And for stepping into a new role, you have to learn new things. So you invent yourself new, you have to learn a new text, put on a new costume,
yes.
maybe.
Yes.
And sometimes that is intimidating. But it's the most natural thing to do. If we only look at that, we come to this earth as a baby, you know, even before that, we went already through very different stages of how we looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue. We're a baby, then we're a little girl, in my case, teenager. It's always someone different. Always someone
yes.
different.
Yes.
Only when we get older, we start thinking about consequences and changes and responsibilities and safety mechanisms and all these things that we all of a sudden have that feeling of, oh, but I have to be consistent in one thing. But the beauty of life is it is not consistent, it is ever moving. And it's our natural state of being. So we evolve and we learn more and we grow and we re-enter more and more into the heart area that unites ideally more with the mind area, so the higher mind can be active. And we enter this higher wisdom of ourselves. You know, coincidences are no coincidences, manifesting all these things.
I don't see, you know, where there are coincidences, you know, in life from all the reading that I've done and just,
yes.
you know, everything that I've experienced. It's just like there are no coincidences. And it's funny, you know, because it's like, you know, you and I, right? It's like I was at a Conscious Life Expo. And
yes.
I think you were just like walking down the hall, basically. And
yes.
and it's just like, you know, there was just like a moment there where it's like, hey, let's have a conversation. And it ended up being very, very in depth. And I remember the gist of that conversation too, which was I had mentioned to you yesterday there, where it was, you know, we're talking about how we in our interactions with others, it's like we can sometimes, you know, mirror the person there. We can look to see if they're showing us something within ourself that we're resisting, mm-hmm. or whatever, especially if they're a little bit on the, you know, aggressive side or angry side, whatever. It's like, you know, is this something I need to look at for my within myself? And then mm-hmm. also, you know, people who are just, and I'll just say it, they're just assholes. You know, they're just in a frame of mind, a state of being that, you know, they don't care. They're just in their own world. And it's not something that, you know, we're projecting that they're mirroring back to us. It's just they're in that state. And for us to take on that energy and kind of feel bad for ourselves or go into a very deep self-reflective state, it's like sometimes it's not necessary to do that. Sometimes it's just about saying, you know what, that person is doing their thing that's not reflective of me right now, and I can you know, not get out of the flow of what it is that I'm doing, of who I'm being, and try to, you know, do all this reconfiguration, you know, within myself. It's like that was very important, and I thank you for. I don't know why it came up, because, you know, it wasn't like we ran into any people that were doing that, but you brought it up, so no, I don't remember how it came up. I just remember the context of it, and it seemed like really, really profound.
Yes, I really think it is something, to me, something very, very important to consider in terms of empowerment and moving forward, because I came across many situations in spiritual communities where if things got a little bit, let's say, unblissful, everyone wants to be in bliss and all that, they are very, very easy to say that, oh, I'm just mirroring your darkness, let's say, or your anger, your jealousy, your whatever it was. And I found it very tricky to believe that, to that sentence of, oh, someone is just mirroring me, my anger. And then that person walks away. There is a lack of responsibility. Walks away, and then you are left with the imprint of, oh, I must be a very angry person. I didn't know. And then you sit there, and you try to navigate yourself around it in terms of, oh, I'm angry, I didn't know, how angry am I, where do I find that? You know, we all want to transform the unpleasant frequencies that we hold, so you look for it. And barely anyone comes to this conclusion that this is maybe not about mirroring in this kind of way, but maybe that it is that person's anger, in fact. But that person with that anger gives you the opportunity to express, you don't treat me correct, meaning to express your self-worth. And we all have a topic with self-worth, if we allow to say it or not. But it is something in the path of love. It's infinite to expand that aspect of us. So these situations of it would be more empowering and changing, and certain processes would work faster for our consciousness and as well collective consciousness if we would keep that in mind. Because I had it often that I because I as well am more connected to this field of keeping myself small, while there is the other field that, you know, where people are making them bigger and bigger than necessary. So being in that field, it's easy for me to say like, oh, well, then this must be me, and I make myself small.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
mm-hmm.
of saying, wait a minute, no, maybe this was my chance to stand up and say, like, no, this is not mine, and I tell you that I don't like it. I tell you that this is not how I wish to be treated. Like, giving the chance to speak up, to speak your truth, to speak your empowerment, to speak your self-worth in that moment,
mm-hmm.
instead of staying there and saying, oh, yeah, that person has mirrored me. Mm.
And I find it's in all walks of life, too, you know, whether it's spiritual
mm-hmm.
communities or at
mm.
work, in places of business or,
yes.
you know, just out in life. It's like,
yes,
absolutely. You know, awareness is not just, you know, pertain to a particular group or, you know, someone who will just say, yes, I'm spiritual, therefore I'm aware. You know, it's like. Everything
mm-hmm.
is a journey, a process, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it can be part of their journey too to see when they're just
mm-hmm.
You know, putting out negativity and
mm-hmm.
and calling it yours, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it's not,
when it's actually not, yes.
Yeah.
And if we
yeah.
would stay together and see. In this, in these situations, if we would see us as a unity,
mm-hmm.
or with this concept of the other is me and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
it would actually be quite nice to stay and say like, oh wow, okay, so we have a disresonance coming up here. Let's find it. Let's clear it out. Let's stay together. Let's take the responsibility of this beautiful sentence that so many say, we are one, and actually act upon it. By navigating each other into the heart area again, that whatever made the other one angry or the other one submissive or sad or whatever it was, that frequency of not love and not purity, to transform that, if we don't take it personal, if we step out of this persona and just look at it, being like, okay, so this frequency is here and this energy is here. You feel like that. I feel like this. Why could that be? And how do we get back together? We could basically heal each other, in, as you said, in every life situation with every word that we speak. And that would be something very beautiful if we grow the awareness for that and if we truly have the desire to do that and live in harmony and be one.
You have the opportunity as a singer
yes.
to not only shape the
mm-hmm.
the words, but also the,
mm-hmm.
the tones as well.
Yes.
Is that kind of first and foremost in your being when you're
mm-hmm.
performing?
Yes. 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 What I was allowed to remember is the gift to mediate or channel specific frequencies and melodies and ancient words that that shape not only the field that we are in, but as well personally, may it be DNA structures, auras, or these things, since we are frequency and vibration. If you hit that, it's like these moments where you have a glass and an amazing opera singer is singing and hits the same frequency as the glass and it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit the concept about it. Of course, we know we have the Fibonacci frequencies and all the resonances that are connected to our chakras and organs and our whole being. The Egyptians had all these wisdoms as well, and this is what happens, and people react differently to it. There's not one topic when I start singing, unless it's a one-on-one session, but if there are more people in the room, there's more information, and everything can be communicated simultaneously by opening up a sacred space of divine energy that is further out of the matrix, and bringing in information that is necessary for the ascension and evolvement for everyone that is coming and is taking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that can vary from someone saying, I remembered all my childhood dreams, or someone who had the feeling that the heart has been exchanged and is more alive now, to physical healings of tissues, and it can be a lot. Beautiful astral travels to other dimensions, reconnecting with galactic families, having conversations with guides and guardians, and tapping into your own inner wisdom at the end of the day, of knowing and reconnecting to this essence of love and joy, of being of Earth and the vessels of the universe, and everything that we are connected to. It's like a deep trance state that can be created for healing, wisdom, activating, clearing, it's detoxing, all these things.
How do you bake all that in to your performance? How do you bake all that into your performance?
Oh, like, to be honest, the main thing that I do is to get out of the way. That's actually what I pay attention to most, to really like this persona that I am, to get that aside, give it a break, and to reconnect, to open the vessel that we all actually are. To open that vessel as much as I can for divine and pure frequencies to enter the space, and holding
right.
it and guiding right. and navigating it.
So yeah, and it's a trust
that
you do your part, right?
Yes.
You perform what it is that your gift is, how
yes.
you're interpreting the frequencies, and then the people who are in attendance, it's like they have that opportunity to tap into, you know, what it is that you're providing, and then either heal those parts of themselves that need to be healed, or you know, if there's a catalyst for moving
yes.
through some kind of fear of change or so, it's like, you know, then that's
yes,
that's what it gives to them.
Absolutely.
You have and again, I think of like the right word to describe what it is that you have upcoming, because it's not a performance per se. It's like a
yes.
You're creating this sacred space for
yes.
for people to tune in and to just go on their own journey. What do you call it? What would you call it?
Well, I learned that it is called sound bath.
A sound bath.
Yes, I learned that this is the expression here. I vary it sometimes to sound meditation, sound journey, astral, celestial sound meditation. But I think the overall term for it here probably is sound bath. Like, you bath yourself in sound frequencies. You rest,
okay.
you lay down, or you sit meditative, and then the sound comes. And you very easily enter a meditative state. And from that, you receive your personal information or your personal journey that is awaiting for you. And tomorrow night, in general, when I'm here, I'm doing it with Elias Norris and Shane Thunder, Spirit Medici.
Mm-hmm.
They both are marvelous musicians and sound healers. And Elias, I know him from Berlin. He now lives in Los Angeles. He was fortunate to win the green card I mean, so, and he lives here, and he's, you know, speaking of manifesting and speaking of being on the path. So his path
yes.
has led him here. Shane, we met Shane some time ago here. And he's just brilliant. Maybe some of you listeners maybe have already experienced his wonderful crystal balls and gongs, and we three are doing it together at a place called Ceremony Meditation in Venice. I think it is Rose Avenue, something like that.
Yeah,
and,
you say 417 Rose Avenue.
Yes, 470 Rose Avenue. Thank you. Yeah, that's
what it was. Just down the street from Whole Foods.
Cafe Gratitude.
Like Whole Foods.
And it's opposite of Cafe
Gratitude.
It's
on Lincoln, and then it's just Cafe Gratitude just down Rose.
Yeah.
And about 4th and Rose.
Yeah. So this is where what it is going to be like. It's just like a beautiful meditation surrounded by gem-infused crystal balls and gongs, and Elias comes with the planetary frequencies and flutes and synthesizers and guitar. He always likes to call it a Hollywood sound blockbuster. He has a specific way of expressing it, being a full-on musician and bass player and producer and multi-instrumentalist, as well a healer like Shane and I are in different
mm-hmm.
lineages. We come together and and give you a special treat.
What else do you play other than singing?
Me, I fully focus on the voice and
the
space.
The
I do
yeah.
have a little kalimba.
Okay.
I do have a little kalimba that I play, and sometimes Elias asks me to push some of the Abelson, like his beautiful, his amazing instruments and technical things that he has, to bring in some spheres. And sometimes there are not only two hands on it, then there are four of the both of us. This is what I do, but mainly I am taking care of the voice, expressing the frequencies through sound, through my voice, and navigating the energies and stabilizing everyone and keeping everything sacred.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, before the show, I pulled a card, and it was the Wheel of Fortune, and that's an incredible card, you know, because it's a card that is, it's the energy of it is the energy of the planet Jupiter, and Jupiter is a planet of, not only is it like a happy planet, good experiences. But it's expansive energy. It's, where one grows, where one allows themselves to have a larger, I guess, circle of influence in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I wanted to ask you, you know, for yourself, because, you know, in this specific card, in this deck, the specific imagery, it has three women. It has it represents the maiden, the mother, and the wise woman. Basic three stages of womanhood.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's like for yourself, it's like you know, being able to. Like, you know, move into like the next stage or so of your own life and career, because it's like, you know, career is something that is just we're connected to much more so than like a job. You know, jobs can come and go.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like we can just sustain ourselves, make money at a job, but a career is something that we're tapped into, we're wired into. We you know, it's like your name, your singing, this is not a job for you. This is who you are.
No. Yes. Yes.
And
yes, please.
No, go ahead.
Okay. No, it is truly reaching more and more this the level of living the purpose. of being aligned with that. You know, when it comes from job and career, and then you actually find your purpose. Or let's better say the purpose finds you, actually.
What do you mean by that, Keddie? The purpose finding you.
Yes, I believe. Yes. Okay. out of my understanding and experience, I came across that, for example, or let me start off this way. If you would have asked me some years ago if I would see myself singing in front of people, facilitating them energies and sounds that allow them to reconnect deeper to themselves, I would not have said, yeah, sure. You know? No, I would not have come up with that.
Yeah.
I did sing when I was a little girl. I did start that, and I loved it. But it was not in my conscious awareness that it would lead me to that position where I am now, that it would bring me to a point where I do what I love, and furthermore, knowing that this is something that I am here for, one of these things. And then it becomes this taste of purpose, which is far beyond career, and or this is not connected to how much money do I make with it, and who knows me, and all these things. It's just like, this is what I do. This is what I'm here for. This is connected to the universe, the higher knowledge, and I will be provided with everything. And it comes from a state of focusing on what do I love doing? How do I want to feel in life? This is at least as well very much my path. It's like knowing myself and wanting to feel in a specific way. Once I hold this frequency, the doors are opening up and providing me with things that match that frequency that I want to hold.
Mm-hmm.
And through I find my purpose.
Was there a moment that... like you had an opportunity to sing as like an adult in front of people, and it was like you were like not sure about it, or but you did it anyway, and it changed as far as you saw yourself getting like in tune with it.
Yes, I was. It actually started when I was more in contact with, when I started to remember more and more my shamanic aspect. And I started singing. I was guided to sing in ceremonies. And at one point, someone wrote me an email the next day asking me if I was the one singing so angelically, helping him go through a process. And I was shy, and I was like, yes. And I actually asked as well, Spirit, like, is this what you want me to do? Is this going to be part of it? Give me the answer. And the answer came through someone else the next day sending me that email.
Right.
And I started more and more listening to it and trusting it and taking the chances that life has provided me to be in this role. At the end of the day, that person fulfilled his passion and his purpose by inventing a beautiful festival in Berlin, now slowly going international, called Agape Zoe, meaning love and life. He one day, for the first festival that he did, he asked me if I would want to come and sing. And I did. I didn't question. I knew that this would be part of my path, so I went. And from there on, Elias and I have been singing at that festival over and over again, and we've been divinely guided from our spirits and higher guidance how we do and how we are meant to do it, what we are meant to do. And through that, the sound healing started to evolve and the ceremonial settings and everything. And at some point, it was very clear, and I never doubted it again. That's why I say the purpose finds you if you focus on how you want to feel, and how that makes me feel my driving force than that I can put to any other aspect of my life.
I'm seeing for you, it's like I pulled a card mm-hmm. while you were talking about all of that.
Oh,
and
yes.
The judgment card comes up. And, you know, both of these cards are like major arcana. So the energy behind them is intense. It's more intense than
uh-huh.
a minor arcana, which is just kind of like day-to-day energy or whatever. It's like the judgment card is one of reinvention, of
mm-hmm.
integration of all that you know right now. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, that energy kind of imploding on itself, and
mm-hmm.
from the debris, you know, it's like a new person arises from that,
yes.
Energetic being. It's like, you know,
wow.
it's like the phoenix or,
mm-hmm.
you know, these
mm-hmm.
mythic beings
mm-hmm.
that have
mm-hmm.
healing capability, that
mm-hmm.
have a way of showing others the way
mm-hmm.
of transformation and reinvention.
That's beautiful.
And that no one is just like stuck. That you don't have to be
Absolutely.
Stuck. You can you know find the way to keep evolving, keep changing. Sometimes, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
organic anyway. It's like
yeah.
whether you want it to happen to you or not, it will take place.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we resist it most. You know, that's when I was like, no. Please, God, make it stop.
Yes, yes. It's a little bit like me being in Los Angeles now.
Really?
Which
is that what
already...
you say when you wake up? Is, please, God, make it stop?
No. Not at all. Not at all. But it's so magical for me to be in Los Angeles. I mean, we met. This is now happening. The people that I'm meeting in this city is indescribable. When I was here when we met at the expo in February,
yes.
I was clearly being told to come to Los Angeles and stay for a month. And I thought, how am I supposed to do that? That was kind of the moment of, oh, God, how is this going to be happening? How am I supposed to stay here
yeah.
for a month? How am I financing it? Where am I staying? What am I doing? Why? You know?
Mm-hmm.
There, of course, is always this aspect there. I find it quite hilarious to communicate with this part and jumping back and forth. But the bigger part is the one that is trusting. And I honestly tend to challenge the universe. If I get this information and for the first moment I don't know how to make it happen, I tab in and I go in and I connect and I say, okay, then show me. Show me how I am meant to make it happen. I try to get out of the way as much as possible so you can show me. And I walk. And it makes me come here holding sound baths and ceremonies with people who shower me at the end with so much love and appreciation, with opening eyes, being like, oh my God, I feel myself again. I'm home. And all these things that people say, it's just so personal and so beautiful, has grown out of one of those moments of like, oh, how is this supposed to happen? And it's happening. And it's so marvelous. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm curious. I'm still curious, like, where is it going to lead me? Is there a card of yours that you could maybe even share? But this phoenix, it very much resonates with me. Even being here, feeling the energy now with the full moon coming, and it's strong. It's very strong. I feel it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And certainly others too. It's not just me, but it's like in general what happens to all of us, that we're stepping up more into our greatness, into this creator being that we are.
I did pull a card for you. But it, a little bit, while you were talking about this mm-hmm. process of trust and faith, and
yes.
the Nine of Cups came up, and,
uh-huh.
and that
uh-huh.
that is like the card, it's like the wish card in the tarot. It's like, you know, usually have people like put their hand on it and make a wish and all that. But it's it's this incredible card of saying yes to life, saying yes. You know,
yes.
to opportunity, welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's a, when there's an opportunity to meet with others and to you know, be who you need to be in the world, and just
mm-hmm.
you know, to not like, you know, have to force situations or anything like that. You show up, right? And
yes.
and you be your natural self, and you know, looking to connect and it's almost like you know, that card is like the hostess who has put out these cups and is looking for them to be filled, and and trusts that, you know, what they're filled with will be of sustenance, will be nourishing, and so they're it's beautiful heart energy. You know, it's beautiful heart energy. And I think that's part of your journey. I mean, it's definitely you know, part of you. You know, letting go of that worry about, you know, how is this going to play out? You know, if I do this, what's going to happen here? You know, and just and you know, sometimes that not knowing, you know, sometimes the universe, it has its plan for us. Once we set that intention, and I think a very wise person said that. Actually, it was you about 10 minutes ago. you said, you know, that purpose can find you.
Yes. Beautiful.
What, you're laughing at you're that wise person? You're like the wise woman already.
Yes, it's like the boring.
You've gone to that
back.
Stage.
Oh, how marvelous. Oh, these are three very, very beautiful cards. Oh,
they're
really, really
amazing
really
cards.
Beautiful.
I'll send you a photo of them later so you can say, wow, okay.
Yes, and as a memory of that moment of my past. That's a very, very beautiful, very beautiful memory. I'm just now remembering how we met. This is the magic itself. That is life. I always believe if I allow life to show me how it wants to be lived, I will be showered with a lot of surprises in a beautiful
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
And nourished and taken care of and all these things, because I know my mind is not it can't even express all the beauty that the whole heart can resonate and the whole universe is holding. The mind is way too limited for that. So being in the heart is it's just so beautiful. I could have never thought of that. I probably have at some point. But just sitting here with you now, having these three cards, having this conversation, and looking back that I just came to the expo, listening to it, remembering how happy I was to do that. Even then, not fully consciously knowing why and what it is about, but I had a huge inner joy in my heart that made me trust to go and see and be open of what is waiting for me there. And I met beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls that I can always reconnect to, that give me opportunities like this, for example, now that I can speak about the Sound Healing for Tomorrow, and giving me support and guidance and all these things that we hold for each other. It's beautiful. I'm really in awe.
Speaking of the sound bath, now that I know what to call it, a sound bath.
Yes.
again, that's in a. Is it a? Have you played there before? Have you? created music there before? Okay, so ceremony meditation is
ceremony meditation. They have and that as
so
well.
So say
sorry
at 417.
I'm interrupting you.
No. Yes. I just want to get the address out. 417 Rose.
Yes.
And it's tomorrow, Friday, September
exactly.
21st, and it will start
yes.
promptly at 7 p.m. Be on your yoga mat by 7 p.m. Right?
That would be awesome. It is a location that is outside. They have it's as well one of these situations you just remind me of is when I arrived in February. Eliza and I, we went to have something to eat at Cafe Gratitude, and we were parking in front of Ceremony Meditation. And it pulled me into that store. And even the time that I was here, I think I was multiple times in the store. They have little beautiful things. And now I am doing a sound healing there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, this is wow, this is just, I just love how life is unfolding. So I would be very, very, I'm just, yes, I'm just now reaching that point where I'm noticing all the love and all the beauty and all the gifts that I have been receiving lately, that I'm literally sitting here now talking to you being like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. And of course, with this energy, I will of course then sit whoever is interested to come and who I would be able to welcome there with Elias and Shane and tomorrow evening. There will flow a lot of love. There is going to flow a lot of love and gratitude and support to keep the cycle flowing. And when someone comes, just making it comfortable. There are yoga mats and there are as well blankets. But sometimes we have personal things that we love to have when we meditate or astral travel and journey. And of course, everyone can bring these for themselves as well. Yeah.
And are you going to be playing any kalimba, any lead kalimba on it?
Yes. I have a little kalimba mainly coming at the end when we are starting to ground everyone. It's like to me a bit this African Mother Earth energy, an instrument from there, and we sometimes play. We bring it in at the end. Yeah.
Have you been in Berlin for most of your life? Or?
Yes, most of my life. I'm actually... My father is from Mali, West Africa, and my mother is German. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I actually grew up in, what would you say, East Germany, Saxonia, from
the
GDR.
The
I'm trying
or?
To remember the English terms to it. I was actually in the wall. I was surrounded by it.
Okay.
And at some point, we officially were able to leave, and then we went to Berlin, to West Berlin, when I was a little girl, a young girl. And since then, I was in Berlin, and I started traveling at a young age through the choir, the Berlin Children's Choir, it was called. Uh-huh. It still exists. And so I always come back. I'm in Berlin, and I go out. I come in, and I go out. I listen to the callings, where I shall go, where I shall give, where I shall receive. Until now, this is my home base.
I feel that part of your, don't want to say just reinvention, but it's like part of your expansion. It is also, you know, like creating recordings and things like that that people can enjoy in their private spaces as well. And is that something that you have? You don't have any available at this time. Is that right, or do you have any form of?
No, I didn't tell you. Actually, I do.
Well,
we
is the time to tell
that.
It.
Yes.
Kitty.
Okay. we have We actually did manage to record a sound healing. When was that? There was one last year when Elias and Shane were playing together, because they play on a regular basis together as well when I'm not here. And so they have recorded it. And then Elias came to Berlin with a recording and asked me to sing over it. And I have. I sat down, he prepared everything. I sat down and he hit record and it started rolling. And then I had my short moment of, wait a minute, I didn't listen to it yet. I don't even know what it is about. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to sing?
Yeah.
And I said, and I heard my own guidance being like, don't worry about it. You travel back in time, you find them sitting on the stage playing the sound bath three or four or five months before. Mm-hmm. And you sit next to them, you connect, and then you start singing as if you would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted, and I listened, and I trusted, and as well a little bit always out of curiosity if it's true what I what I'm being told. And I and this is what I was doing. I trusted, and the recording was running. What Shane and Elias and I do, we connect on our higher existence and our heart level, and we intuitively play together. It's always a one of a kind, and this recording was a one take, since it was a recorded of a sound healing that was happening in West Hollywood, and I contributed my voice, and we called it Oceanic, and you can listen to it on Bandcamp. There's a snippet, like 24 minutes of it, of the middle part of it. Bandcamp under Avatara Rising.
Avatara Rising.
Mhm. Yeah, it's like Avatar with an A. It's a word for centeredness.
Yeah.
Rising.
Yeah.
And there you can listen to it, and the full sound bath called Oceanic would be then on the website of avatararising.com.
Say that again, that website.
It's avatararising.com.
Let me spell it. A-V-A-T-A-R-A.
Yes.
Rising, R-I-S-I-N-G.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Avatararising. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. I have to write it down myself to have all the A's and R's.
It's a lot of A's and R's, right?
Yes, this is for everyone who cannot be with us tomorrow. Please feel invited. Please feel invited to have a listen to it. It's beautiful energy that the three of us were able to manifest and bring down to share. With this little extra gift of memory of our consciousness of time travel and navigating ourselves apart from the physical, which is interlocked into that recording as well. And I remember one of the sentences that I chanted was, walk the path of golden stardust. It's really beautiful messages. I don't always speak in a language that the mind understands, but in this case I have, which was very beautiful as well for me to experience.
Music is a language of the heart as well. You know, it has the ability to transcend cultures. It has the ability to just transcend, you know, intellect. As a musician myself, you know, it's like I'm like very, very connected with it, and I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna look it up. And do you know what, Pity? You know what? Our time is up. Our time is up.
Oh my goodness!
We've sailed through a whole hour here of Wizard Talk.
Oh wow!
And it has been a real pleasure, and I need to give you like a full reading too, because I feel like you have a lot of stuff on your horizon there that would be fun to just get together and yak about it. But what would you like to say as far as like your parting words on Wizard Talk today, as far as
I certainly want to express my gratitude toward you, Jason. It has been such a beautiful, I would say, reconnection. Because whenever I giggle a lot, I know that my soul recognizes someone on a deeper level, which you have been. And I really, really appreciate that. For those listening, I told him before that I am afraid of laughing the whole conversation through. Because it brings my essence so much joy. And for everyone listening, thank you for sharing your time with us too, listening to us having this conversation. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope we might see us. I want to say thank you. It sounds maybe a little bit patriotic, but I want to thank Los Angeles, the people here, and the energies that are here, for embracing me so beautifully and for giving me the chance to experience what I experience here. I'm really, 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 really grateful, and I encourage everyone to connect the mind with the heart and the strong solar plexus that makes things happen, and rooting it strongly in Earth so it can be manifested and lived and experienced and shared in the purest and divine essence there is. And this is what I wish to share at the end.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Keddy Taylor. Thank
yes,
you so much.
Dear Jason.
Many blessings
you
to you.
Likewise.
Thank you for taking time to visit us on Wizard Talk. And again, you're tomorrow night, Friday, September 21st, 7 p.m., you're at Ceremony Meditation, and that is at
Absolutely.
417 Rose Avenue in Venice, California. Yeah, just kind of down the street from Whole Foods. If, you know, most people like go, oh, yeah, Whole Foods. I know that's out on Lincoln and Rose, and then over by Cafe Gratitude. And that's a great restaurant to go to. So.
Oh, very much.
Many blessings, Keddy. We will be in touch.
Absolutely. I would love to have the full reading. I would be very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be
mm-hmm.
great. And have a blessed sound bath ceremony tomorrow night, and we will talk soon.
Absolutely. I thank you so much. Blessings to you, dear friend.
All right.
Blessings. Goodbye.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Später.
Tschüss.
All right. All right, and thus endeth another episode of Wizard Talk. My name, Jason D. McKean. My website is also Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. That's my tarot reading schedule on it, as well as my Om chant CDs. All right, I'll be back next Thursday. Have a blessed week, and thank you for listening to Wizard Talk.